Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Republican candidate for Governor Kristen Robbins unveiled her multi-point plan to stop fraud in Minnesota. It includes changing the culture inside government and working with law enforcement to investigate all claims. Robbins' plan also includes
relying on documentation, not just attestation. Using technology to flag programs where you see a huge spike over what the fiscal targets were. Hiring forensic accountants to respond quickly like a SWAT team to whistleblower complaints rather than ignoring them and ghosting them like DHS has been doing.
Governor Walz unveiled his executive order to combat fraud last month. It includes more accountability within state agencies, more transparency and data sharing between law enforcement and oversight partners. The Senate Subcommittee on Federal Impact on Minnesotans has made two stops on their tour across the state. They've talked about food insecurity in Rochester and rising health care costs in Northfield. DFL Committee Chair Lindsay Port of Burnsville says the bipartisan group is just getting started.
We have plans to go up to Moorhead. We're looking at the Iron Range. We're looking at down in southern Minnesota to continue having these conversations because it really is, these impacts are spread across the state.
Port tells MNN the next stop will be to talk to federal workers affected by the government shutdown. Deer hunters are being invited by the DNR to share their wildlife observations. Hunters can use the online field log to report what they see. The DNR then uses that info to help manage wildlife in every corner of the state. More info can be found on the DNR's website. The Vikings couldn't make enough happen in the red zone and made a couple of catastrophic miscues, losing to the defending champion Eagles 28-22 yesterday. Head coach Kevin O'Connell says his team made plays but never totally capitalized.
It didn't really feel like we played a very complimentary football game, you know, when one side, you know, stopping the run and getting them off the field. We were able to move the ball and possess the football quite a bit, but not get seven in the red zone when we got down there enough.
The Vikes dipped to 3-3 on the season, falling into last place in the NFC North. In other headlines, another Minnesota tribal nation will be selling its cannabis to state-licensed businesses beginning next month. A new tribal state cannabis compact authorizes the Prairie Island Indian community to boost the supply of adult-use product. Most growers just received their state licenses and haven't harvested a first crop. The White Earth Nation and Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe also have compacts with the state. The executive director of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association says there's a lot of excitement for U.S. soybeans in Taiwan. Joe Smentek recently visited the country as part of a USDA trade mission.
We've heard over and over about the amount of growth that is happening in this country. It is very rapidly growing. It is a very vibrant community.
Taiwan is the seventh largest market for U.S. soybean exports, valued at over $600 billion. And more than 800 traffic safety professionals are coming together in Prior Lake tomorrow and Wednesday, all with one goal, saving lives on Minnesota roads. The annual State Towards Zero Deaths Conference brings together experts from across the state to share the latest strategies to prevent deadly and life-changing crashes. This is MNN.